Washington Governor Jay Inslee is in Paris this week for the global climate negotiations, and he's making some new moves to cut emissions here in Washington. Ashley Ahern reports now for EarthFix.
A lot of the action at the Paris climate talks is happening among subnational leaders. Governors, mayors, and provincial leaders from around the world are making commitments to reduce CO2 emissions within their jurisdictions. At a panel in Paris with other subnationals, Governor Inslee cracked some jokes.
Well, first, let me say that we rebel against the term subnationals. We think we're supernationals here. And the reason is we can lead the charge, and we know that this place is frozen back in Washington, D.C.
Inslee also took the opportunity in Paris to announce that 20% of all new passenger vehicles in the state fleet will be electric by 2017. Transportation makes up almost half of the state's carbon emissions, so getting more cars off of gasoline and onto the electricity grid is a good way to lower emissions. Washington's electricity is some of the cleanest and cheapest in the country. But Inslee's not stopping there. Earlier this year, he issued an executive order to develop a rule to limit carbon emissions from the largest emitters in the state. The carbon cap rule will target the roughly 40 companies that emit more than 100,000 tons of CO2 per year. Right now, the list includes the oil refineries, pulp and paper mills, and large cement makers operating in Washington. Stu Clark works for the State Department of Ecology and helped design the rule, which will be released by the end of the year.
This rule says you've got to get this many tons of emission reduction, but you can pretty much do that however you want. We're giving people a wide suite of choices.
If companies can't cut emissions at their operations, they can buy offsets on the California cap and trade market, or they can invest in programs to electrify vehicles, capture methane emissions from dairy operations, or boost energy efficiency and renewables within the state. The program is designed to be able to sync up with other states and provinces that have adopted cap and trade programs, like California, Quebec, and Ontario. Critics say Governor Inslee's rule unfairly targets the manufacturing and industrial sectors.
He's trying to achieve his worldwide global climate vision by punishing the people here in Washington state.
That's Republican State Senator Doug Erickson from Ferndale. He called the Paris climate talks a, quote, worldwide socialist wealth redistribution system to tax the rich countries to give to the poor countries, and said Governor Inslee should have stayed home.
He's basically there as a spectator and partygoer. So, I mean, you know, I think he should have Skyped it in, saved the carbon footprint.
Well, that's just a silly comment.
I asked Governor Inslee about what Senator Erickson said.
This is a serious problem. It demands serious solutions. And I wish we had help from that side of the aisle to try to fashion a response. It's unfortunate because conservative leaders from around the world are participating in these solutions.
Governor Inslee comes home from Paris this week. The carbon cap rule will be released by the end of the year, and then the public will have a chance to weigh in on it before it's finalized by early summer. I'm Ashley Ahern in Seattle.